Medfield, MA. Family ROI. Micro area heat map for SFHs in MBTA overlays. Medfield created a 51.4 acre MC mod centered around town center, big enough to matter and small enough to make overlay parcels scarce. Here's where single family buyers should go long, where to be neutral, and where to avoid. Medfield created the Medfield Community Masters Overlay District, MCMOD, to comply with MBTA community's requirements. The overlay is 51.4 acres centered around Medfield Town Center, North Saint, and Route 109 corridor, designed to accommodate 750-plus units of multifamily capacity. Medfield's vibe is village suburb plus rural edges, not a TOD city. There is no commuter rail station, so amenity value relies entirely on walkability, schools, and the town center, not transit. Important, Part 6 of 8, MBTA Communities Single Family Homes Series. This is the sixth installment in our weekly series. For the full framework, Medfield, MA, medium-sized overlay with real but modest urbanization. Medfield created the Medfield Community Masters Overlay District, MCMOD, to comply with MBTA community's requirements. The essentials, number one, Sasson 51.4 acres of overlay land, bigger than Dover by 5x, smaller than Needham, Lexington. Number two, centered around Medfield Town Center, North Saint, and Route 109 corridor, with some fingers extending toward public facilities and existing mixed-use nodes, number three, designed to accommodate 750-plus units of multifamily capacity, but with modest height and dimensional allowances, not urban mid-rise number four. Medfield's vibe is village suburb plus rural edges, not a TOD city. There is no commuter rail station, so amenity value relies entirely on walkability, schools, and the town center, not transit important. Implication for your family, ROI logic. Medfield overlay. Sound, medium scale, center enhancing, not disruptive. The SFH calculus is nuisance plus walkability plus future optionality, not heavy massing versus TOD, where to go, long SFH is in, or abutting the MCMOD that, number one, are walkable to Medfield's town center and everyday services. Number two, sit on interior or side streets, not the main collectors where mid-rise is most likely. Number three, parcels with good lot sizes and shapes, 0.25 plus acre, making future infill plausible. Why long? Medfield has strong schools, moderate price points, and a community planning culture that is at least engaging with growth. 51 plus acres is enough that some real projects will happen, validating the overlay's option value. Where to be neutral? SFHs farther out in the overlay's fringe where, number one, walkability is borderline, number two, you may get more of the traffic spillover than the amenity boost. Here it's good Medfield house first, overlay second. Where to underweight? Avoid SFHs on roads that will be primary access routes into future multifamily clusters with, number one, narrow rights of way, likely to bear the brunt of congestion and on-street overflow parking. Number two, limited buffering between existing SF yards and future apartment massing, the Golden Medfield overlay SFH. Important, A-plus family ROI, buy inside near MECMOD location, 2 to 4 blocks off Main Saint or North Saint, safe walk to Medfield Center, no direct arterial exposure, lot, knock 10,000 SQFT, rectangular, moderate setbacks, useful yard, not abutting commercial backlots, house, 1960, 1990, colonial or cape with modern systems and good bones, expandable footprint for future needs, zoning optionality, redevelopment potential for 2 to 4 unit infill without sacrificing family livability today. This is Medfield's equivalent of the Lexington Green Zone profile, Medfield one-liner. Go long on center adjacent overlay streets with good lots. Avoid houses that become the sacrifice buffer for new traffic and massing. Related resources number one, series. Introduction number two, previous posts.